Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner, and that's Nutbush City Limits, performed by Tina Turner. The Hall of Fame singer and actress was born in Nutbush, Tennessee. She started her musical career with her husband, Ike Turner, in 1960. During the 60s and early 70s, they recorded so many hits, like A Foot in Love, River Deep Mountain High, Proud Mary, which won the Grammy Award for Best R&B Performance by a Duo or Group. After leaving her violent marriage with Ike in 1978, Tina Turner recorded solo with only moderate success until the 1984 release of What's Love Got to Do With It, which reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100 and the album Private Dancer, which sold more than 11 million copies worldwide. She's won 8 Grammy Awards and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1991. So that begins our day in history, this November the 26th. And let's talk about two interesting things that did happen on this day in history. In 1789 and in 1863, President George Washington wanted to bring the country together after the Revolutionary War and for us to observe the U.S. Constitution and celebrate it. So he set this day, November 26th, aside in 1789 as a day of thanksgiving for all people have in America. Then in 1863, the holiday we celebrate today was named a national holiday by President Abraham Lincoln on this November the 26th. But it had nothing to do with the Pilgrims or New England or any other mythology that we wanted to create to show how wonderful the explorers were that came to this country. This was a day to celebrate the unity of America, the Union struggle, the Union for America being one. That's why he wanted to celebrate Thanksgiving for all the souls that fought and died to make this country one again. So that's the real origin of this Thanksgiving that happened in 1863 when Abraham Lincoln declared this that day. And this is also the anniversary in 1868 of the Battle of Washita. Custer, yes, the same Custer, Lieutenant Colonel George Armstrong Custer's 7th U.S. Cavalry, way before, obviously, the Battle of Little Bighorn where he lost his life, rode into a camp, an encampment of Cheyenne and Arapaho, while people were sleeping, attacked their winter camp on the Washita River, Black Kettle's camp, and slaughtered thousands of Native people on the spot. It was part of his way of pushing Native people out of their lands to take them over. It was the most vicious attacks that ever took place in American history and took place on this day, the Battle of Washita, which we'll be connecting to on our website. This day in 1895, the National Negro Medical Association was founded. At the turn of the 20th century, they became the National Medical Association with the following manifesto. It's interesting. Let me read this to you. Conceived in no spirit of racial exclusiveness, fostering no ethnic antagonisms, but born of the exigencies of the American environment, the National Medical Association has for its object the banding together for mutual cooperation and helpfulness the men and women of African descent who are legally and honorably engaged in the practice of cognate professions of medicine, surgery, pharmacy, and dentistry. So today, the NMA is still here with us, headquartered in Washington, D.C., founded on this day in 1895. This is the day in 1792 that Sarah Grimke was born, a great American abolitionist, who once she got from under her father's thumb, became one of the great leaders of the abolition movement and the women's movement, becoming friends with Sojourner Truth and many other people. On this day in 1814, another incredible woman was born. Her name was Louise Aston. She was a German author and feminist, advocate of women's rights, democracy, but she was also an advocate of free love, love outside the marriage, love for lovemaking's sake because you were in love with the person that you're with. She was known for dressing in men's clothes, smoking cigars, was an outrageously wonderful figure. And we say happy birthday to Kara Walker, the controversial artist who was born in 1969. She's one of the great sculptors in our country, and her latest work, made out of sugar, was roundly attacked by many people and loved by others. She takes the feminine body, the feminine black body, and makes her political, social, and cultural statements that causes wild consternation among many, but starts a conversation about who we are as a people. So we wish Kara Walker a happy birthday on this day. And on this day in 1883, we lost Sojourner Truth. That's This Day in History, November the 26th. Let me encourage you all to go to steinershow.org for the rest of This Day in History. And our way out of our day in history on this November 26th, we're hearing Everybody Plays the Fool, the main ingredient. Panamanian-born singer-songwriter Tony Sylvester of the main ingredient passed away on this day in 2006.
There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby. It may be factual, may be cruel.
goodbye.